我们来看一些圣经好不好？啊，如果有人啊翻圣经不知道在哪里，可能有些弟兄姊妹可以帮忙一下。我们先看第一段圣经，在诗篇九十篇。诗篇在圣经的中间哈，诗篇九十篇。我只读几节哈，我们第九节到第九、第十、第十二节。
9, 10, 11, 12.
因为时间关系，我想英文的就请你们跟着哈，我只读中文哈。第九节，我们是经过的日子都在你震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。第十节，我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮可到八十岁，但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。十二节，求你指教我们怎么样数算我们自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。好，我们先翻到以弗所书，新约的以弗所书。新约的以弗所书。以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
第十四到二十一节。
Verses 14 through 21.
那我读给大家听啊，十四到二十一节。
14 to 21.
所以主说，你们这睡着的人当醒过来，从死里复活，基督就要光照你了。你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今这世代邪恶。不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神，又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。OK， 我们再翻到这个以弗所书第四章前面一章第二十七节，也不可给魔鬼留地步。我们现在翻到罗马书第十三章，前面一点哈，罗马书第十三章罗马书第十三章第十四节，十三章十四节，他说总要佩戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。我们最后读一段哈，这个比较难找一点哈，旧约的约珥书啊，你们背过目录的哈，第一本是何西雅书，第二本就约珥啊，小先知书十二卷里面哈，约珥书第二章
Joel chapter 2
第二十五节
verse 25，
我打发到你们中间的大军队，就是蝗虫、蓝子、蚂蚱、茧虫，那些年所吃的，我要补还你。OK， 我想我们圣经就暂时读这么多。今天是2012年的第一天。
Today is the first day of 2012.
我不知道弟兄姊妹今天起来有没有新的志愿。
I don't know if you have a resolution when you woke up this morning.
啊，小孩子，我记得小的时候，每一年都有新年新志向。
For the children, every year they have a New Year resolution.
然后呢，每年都做不到。
And it's not fulfilled every single year.
啊，然后每年的志向都一样。
And every year it's the same resolution.
啊，所以你发现那个新志向其实没什么差别，因为每年都是那一个，每年都做不到。
There's no difference. It's that it's not accomplish every year.
我不知道弟兄姊妹的有没有同样的经历。
I don't know if you have the same experience.
我记得有一年，我也是可能不在这里哈，也是新年第一个主日我要交通。
I remember one year I wasn't here, but it's the first Sunday of the year, and I have to share a message.
我交通了这个关于加勒。圣经怎么讲关于加勒？
I share about how the Bible talks about Caleb.
他说加勒有另有一个心智。
Caleb has set a different will.
他神怎么给他的 comment 呢？他那个评语他说加勒有另有一个心智，因为他专心跟从我。
Caleb has set another different will because he followed the Lord wholeheartedly.
所有人有不同的心智，但是神看重他的心智。
Everybody else have other will to do different things, but the Lord is pleased with Caleb.
他有这样的心智，因为他有个大的这个 prerequisites 啊，这个后面有一个原因是他愿意专心跟从主。
That is because he was willing to follow the Lord wholeheartedly.
我们今天一年开始。
Just as we begin this year,
我们要问自己，我所专心的是什么事？
We have to ask ourselves what is our heart center?
我今天就学生的。
I'm a student.
没错，我的责任要读书。
My responsibility is to study.
但是我是不是完全只专心在我的学业与前途上面？
Am I just on my my studies and my career?
我今天在职场上面，工作。
I'm working.
我的心思我的专意是不是只在我的工作？
Am I just on my concentrated on my work?
我今天要问一个问题，我们都忙忙碌碌很忙。
We all very busy.
我以前以为读大学很忙。
I thought going to the U was tough.
工作很忙。
Working was busier.
我现在看我儿子读中学也很忙。
High school was really busy too.
我常劝他们说，哎呀，你为什么熬夜熬得这么晚？
Why do you stay up so late?
因为每一个人跟所有人的心智都一样。
Everybody has the same heart.
我们很少能够说我有另有一个心智。
It's very not easy for us to say we have another.
我们今天问一个问题哈，我这么忙忙碌碌，是不是真的有价值的
？We have to ask ourselves today. We are so busy, but is it worthwhile?
我们也要问一个问题，我今天这么忙，我在神面前算不算数的
？And this year I'm very busy, but is it counted? Worthy.
我们跟朋友们说，哎，有一天啊，神要审判你。
We tell friends that one day God is going to judge you.
神要问，神问你说，你这一生你究竟能够得到永生？
God will ask you this life, did you get eternal life?
但是今天神也要问我们信主的人。
God also asks us.
神有一天问我们哈，你一生你信我了，你一生所走的所做的，究竟？是不是蒙神悦纳呢？
He asks us that you have believed in me, but all you have done in your life and all that you have
pleasing to the
is it pleasing to the Lord?
因为神要说，神要看算不算数的。
Is it counted worthy?
你们要自己看可以，我不仔细看啊。创世纪第四章跟第五章有一个对比。
In Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 5, four and five, there is a comparison.
你在那里你看到哈，两边都讲家谱。
It's all talking about the genealogy.
如果你好好看那个家谱的话，
if you read it carefully,
这两个家谱有差别的。
But there's a difference.
没错，都讲谁生谁，谁生谁。
It all talks about who was born of who.
那第四章讲谁的家谱？
What does the fourth chapter speak of?
该隐的家谱。
Okay.
Okay. 第五章讲到，你可以说是亚当的家谱，也可以讲到塞特的家谱。
Chapter 5 can be that of Adam, or you can say it's that of Seth.
当你看这两个家谱的时候，
But when you look at these two genealogies,
你看到该隐只讲说谁生谁，谁生谁，没有记载他任何的年代。
When you look at Cain's, it only says who born who, but it doesn't.
你看到第五章的时候，他说亚当几岁生塞特。
But on chapter 5 it says Adam, how old did?
然后讲亚当几岁时。
And when did he die?
然后也讲到塞特什么时候生，继续生下去几岁死。
And also speaks of when Seth was born and when he died.
该隐完全没有。
Not of Cain.
当然我们要问亚伯呢。
But we have to ask what about Abel?
我们知道亚伯很快就被他哥哥杀掉了。
No, Abel was killed by his brother very
early. 所以你看到，当他第五章讲家谱的时候，他没有讲他生亚伯，也没有讲他生该隐。 他只讲了他生三次。
In chapter 5, didn't speak of when Adam born Cain and Abel, just death.
你会发现有一件事情, 该隐的年代在神面前完全不算数的。
That Cain wasn't counted before the Lord.
但是呢, 从亚当下来的, 筛特下来的, 这才被神算数的。
The Lord started counting from death.
如果我们再看创世纪第16章跟17章,
And when we look at Genesis 16 and 17,
16, 17章 讲的亚伯拉罕,
16 and 17 about Abraham. It says that Abraham left Ur.
如果你记得的话, 他离开到了喀兰的时候, 留下来,
when he reached Haran, his dad said, don't go, just stay here.
直到他爸爸去世了, 他起行,
until his dad passed away, did he move forward?
他那里讲说, 他起行的时候,
when he moved forward, he was 70.
然后呢, 神应许说给他有孩子的,
and God promised him a son.
但是他, 如果你读到16章, 他说, 他在迦南地的这个旷野里面住了10年,
but he was in Canaan and he left for 10 years.
他看看自己, 我老了,
he was old.
我也没有孩子,
he has no children.
Okay, 太太给他一个建议,
and the wife suggested,
他说, 你娶我的这个使女做妾室,
take my servant maid.
活的神接受这个使女, 给我们一个孩子,
maybe God through this maid will give us a child.
好, 他86岁, 生了一个儿子, 叫以斯玛利,
and he was 86 when he born Ishmael.
他是使女夏甲所生的,
was of the maid servant, servant.
圣经怎么讲, 他那时候86岁,
he was 86.
17, 这是16章最后一节讲的话,
it was the last verse in 17,
16, 到17章第一节,
17 verse 1,
他说亚伯拉罕 99岁,
it says Abraham was 99.
这个数学很容易算好, 86 跟 99, 有13年, 神不跟他说话,
it's a simple math, as there were 13 years that God did not speak to Abraham.
亚伯拉罕娶了这个夏甲, 这13年, 神不算数的。
When Abraham married Hagar, God did not speak to him.
所以我们知道圣经给我们看到, 我们, 我们有些年日神算, 有些年日神不算的。
The Bible shows us that there are some years that God do not count and some he does.
你说我信主5年10年,
I might have believed in the Lord for 10 years, 15 years,
20 years, 30 years,
20 years, 30 years.
但是我们可能在神面前能够算得数的时间有可能不到一年。
But maybe before the Lord, the days that can be counted is not more than a year.
我们真的要好好看, 究竟我今天信主, 我在地上所走的, 我能够被神数算吗?
We have to look at, you know, when I'm on this earth, all these days that I live, is it counted before the Lord?
我今天主要的一些圣经就是刚刚在以弗所书, 第5章,
The verse here, Ephesians chapter 5,
第16节,
verse
16, 阿拉里说要爱惜观音, 因为现今的世代邪恶,
redeeming the time because the days are evil.
中文说爱惜,
it says to cherish in Chinese.
Okay, 但是你发现英文说 redeem,
赎回来,
你要赎回来,
it's to redeem the time.
换句话说, 我们基本上在浪费光阴的,
means that we are wasting our time.
说圣经用的字, 他说你要开始赎回, 你浪费掉的时间。
So the Bible says you have to redeem the time that you
have. 他的赎回还有另外一个字, 就叫做说, 我买回来的,
to buy back.
你要买回来要付代价。
If you want to buy back, you have to pay a cost.
我们知道光阴非常的重要。
We know that time is very important.
中国人有一句话,
Chinese have a saying.
我不知道他怎么翻, 一寸光阴, 什么? 一寸金,
an inch of time, an inch of gold.
还有一句呢, 寸光, 寸金, 难买, 寸光阴,
the inch of gold can buy you the inch of time.
但是你知道, 光阴就是很重要。
We know that time is very precious.
我们常常说, 年轻人, 年轻就是财富。
We say that young people, youth is wealth.
为什么我们说 年轻是财富呢?
Why do we say youth is wealth?
因为年轻人有的是时间。
Because the young people, all they have is time.
并且他头脑也很能够可以用。
They're very bright.
到我们老了, 这个头脑的确不行。
When we're old, our memory fades.
不承认也不行啊，现在要我背东西真的跟以前差太远了。
I have to admit that I can't memorize things as good as before.
第二个，光阴是你抓不住的。
And time, you can't hold on to time.
这个有个弟兄常常教说，那光阴时间啊，就好像一个人前面有头发，后面没有的。
Time is like, you know, you have hair in the front, but not in the back.
你前面你可以抓住的。
In front, you can hold on.
但他要走的时候，他是光头，你拉不住他的。
But in the back, when he's leaving, you know, he's bald in the back, and you can't hold on to him.
所以我们要知道啊，这个时间一过就过了。
We know that once time passes, it is past.
其实我有时候想啊，我现在跟学生常在一起。
I'm just thinking, you know, I'm with students.
我常常觉得我好像才那时候上大学，研究院毕业。
I feel like I'm just graduated from.
不，一算呢，我比他爸爸妈妈还大。
So when I count them, I'm older than their parents.
啊，然后呢，我再算我在美国的时间，哎呀，他们还没出生。
And count the days that in the U.S.
我说怎么会走得这么快呢
？Why did time, you know, why did time go?
但时间就是这样过去了。
The time just passed.
你要知道，我们在地上过一天，你就在地上少一天。
When you pass by a day on earth, you have left.
死亡是确定的。
But death is confirmed.
我们人生是一直步向死亡的。
We are walking towards death.
你不要说这很悲观哈，但是这是事实。
It is the truth.
每一个人出生就往死亡走。
It's the reality that once we are born, we are walking towards death.
魔鬼要人死。
The Satan wants us to die.
但神拦阻魔鬼使人死。
But God interceded.
所以我们说，我们的生命是在主手中的。
So we said that our life is in God's hand.
有一个弟兄从国内出来。
A brother from China.
他有一次说，我们因着文革。文化大革命啊，我们没办法读书。
We are not able to study.
他说，当文革过了之后，我们去读大学。
But after that, we went to the university.
所有学生都比他年轻，他成为一个老学生。
All the students are so young. He is like an old college student.
他说，那时候他们有个口号。
They have a slogan.
他说，把四人班损失的时间补回来。
To put back the time where the four the gangs of four took away.
他说喊是可以喊的。
We can shout such a slogan.
口号是可以叫的。
We can shout that.
但是事实呢是老了。
But in reality, we are old.
比人起步晚的。
We start later than others.
人家一两个小时把书读完，你读十个小时还记不住。
They finish studying in a couple hours, and we, you know, with 10
hours. 他说你没办法不接受一个这个很残酷的一个事实。
But this is a cruel reality.
所以我们知道，时间我们不抓住，它一定溜走。
But if we do not hold on, catch the time, it's gone.
第三个。
The third.
我们光阴啊，我们要懂得善用它。
We have to know how to use time.
我们如果我们对地上我们有点野心的话。
If we have some ambition.
好了，不要讲野心，我们有点抱负的话。也是 ambition.
Ambition.
中文好像比较好一点，抱负，英文都叫 ambition。Anyway， 那我们有点抱负，我说好，我今天读书，我好好读。
We study and we focus on our.
我要成就一些事情。
I would accomplish something.
所以我事业上能够有点出人头地。
And I would shine, have a good outcome in our career.
但是我们有一天会要想哈，我所走的路是不是对的
？But one day we have to ask ourselves, is this the right road? What way that we go?
很多时候我们开始好像是好的。
It seems like we begin on the right track.
但是呢，对最终我们可能越离神越远。
But in the end, we might be very far from the Lord.
我跟你们讲过，有一个弟兄信主了，但是他就慢慢远离神了。
I spoke of a brother who believed the Lord, and slowly he drifted away.
非常聪明的一个年轻人。
Very bright.
读医。
In med school.
他一直拼。
He strives.
到在美国这个地方成为一个医院的院长。
He was the medical director in one of the hospitals here.
但是在他拿到那个位置的时候
，But when he had this position,
他发现他有肝癌。
He had liver cancer.
感谢主，主医好他。
Praise the Lord, the Lord healed him.
他院长也不错。
He stopped being the director.
他好好来服侍主。
He went on to serve the.
我们人生没有多少个你可以 U-turn.
We have not many U-turns in our life.
有一些你够时间给你再回头走。
Maybe some you have time to return.
但是你会发现我浪费了许多的时间。
But you have realized that you have wasted so much time.
有些人就没机会再回头走。
But for some people, they no longer.
已经走到底了。
They have reached the end.
但他终于还醒过来了。
But he finally
你发现在他们在那段在人生最后一段的里面，他们常常哭。
And during that end of life, they cry.
因为他觉得我浪费了许多的光阴。
They know they wasted so much time.
我有时候看新闻。
I read the news.
我觉得世界这些掌权的人啊，都很有魄力。
Those in power in the earth are full of strive. Yeah.
Yeah. 有能力的，他们不是笨的人啊。
They are very smart. They are not stupid.
我看着卡达菲就是这样死掉了，对不对
？Gaddafi died.
你笑啊，萨达姆先也死了。
Saddam Hussein died.
其实他们爬得很高啊，很有权的。
They all reach high places.
对不对？但是他们最终就是死。
But the end is death.
我最近看这个新闻，是 Mubarak 伊吉的这个总统，以前好像很好的，现在审问他。
Mubarak, he used to be very good, but now.
我就想想台湾的总统陈水扁。
And I thought about the president of Taiwan.
对不对？他很聪明啊，他有能干的人啊。
He's very smart and he's very.
但为什么到那个位置上面开始会贪呢？
But how did he become greedy in that spot?
Somehow, 有些地方哈、啊，这个我在实践上我没有善用。
Somehow he didn't use the time wisely.
我有时候看这些，我心里面有点痛了，或者有时不甘心了。你是有才的人，为什么有一天会被审问到坐牢呢
？Sometimes I have pain in my heart that you know he's such a they are all such bright people. How did they end up in jail？
你要知道，我们如果没有善用到我们所给我们的时间
，If we do not use our time wisely，
小的我们自己后悔
，We will regret。
大的影响社会或者影响国家
，If it's a bigger issue， we will influence it will influence the country and the world.
我们今天要来看哈，他说你要赎回你的光阴，因为现今的时代是邪恶的。
Today we want to see that redeeming the time for the days are evil.
如果我们今天看了这个时代真的是邪恶的。
When we see today the days are evil.
有些东西看起来不是邪恶。
Some things that you see is not evil.
但是是魔鬼很巧妙的一个诡计，给人就是离开神。
But Satan used it to lead people astray. Away from
我们离开神，我们很容易就犯罪。
When we drift away from God, we easily sin.
啊，我们就浪费许多的时间。
And we waste away.
我们看了今天许多的试探。
And we see so much temptation today.
人要享受，我说我赚钱就是为了享乐。
Man wants pleasure, and all the money that we earn, we want to have pleasure.
所以我想读书好，读书好，我有生活好，我就可以享受我过去苦过的这些日子。
If I'm good in my study, then I can have a good life. I can go through the better life than before.
所以我们的吃喝玩乐。
To eat, drink, and have pleasure.
我有时候看这些学生的，真的是吃喝玩乐。
I see the students, they just eat, drink, and be merry.
Because life is very good, because 他们生活实在太棒了。
Their life is very merry.
一放假就飞这里，飞那里。
And school vacation, off they go.
你知道那个飞机师是他的 chauffeur， 他是司机，你知道？哎，我要去哪里就走了。
They just take the flight and go.
是啊，跟我们那时候的年代实在差太远。
It's very different from our generation.
那我说我们以前年代是什么？浪费时间，看小说。
We spent in our generation we wasted our time reading comics.
今天你很少看人在看小说了嘛。
Nowadays people don't do that.
因为对他来讲浪费时间。
They say that is wasting time.
对不对？他太多东西可以看了。
Too many to look at.
一上网哇，这个你是看不完。
It's all over the internet.
对不对？这个网实在很可怕的东西啊。
Internet is a very scary thing.
除非你回中国。
Unless you're back.
很多东西都被看了，所以你要翻墙。
It's all censored, so you have to.
不是你在美国不用翻墙，一按什么都出来。
But in America.America, you can see anything.
所以很多父母都很担心啊。
So parents are very worried.
对，我在家里，我们两个儿子都有一个电脑，不过都对着我。
Both my sons each have a computer, but both computers are facing me.
他们的 screen 要对着我。
All the screens are facing me.
他们尽量怎么都要嗨一点啊。
They try to hide, but.
那我们除了要上网之外呢，我们还有很多玩游戏。
Besides our internet, we play games.
我想我以前玩的游戏，给我父母看，这有什么好玩啊？
Maybe the games I play in the past are my parents.
我现在看他们玩的游戏，
what's so good about it?
真的不知道有什么好玩了、
啊。But now I see my sons. What's so good about it?
一下子跳高，一下跳低，哇，就说赢了。
It's up and down, and then you win.
但是我跟你讲，世界的王很聪明，知道怎么笼络人的心。
But the king of this world is very smart. He knows how to grab your heart.
今天出了许多的小玩具 ，OK， 英文叫 gadget， 这个。不是小孩子爱玩，大人都爱玩了。
Not only kids like the gadgets, but adults too.
Sherry 说，我等我买的话，全世界50%以上已经买了。
Sherry said that, you know, if you buy something, 50% of the world had already had some, had that same thing.
你知道，我真的买了之后，我就发现我很难回头哎。
Once I buy it, it's really hard to turn back.
我为了跟我爸妈，我不知道他们什么时候还会再过来美国，跟他们能够面对面。见见面。
In order to conference call with my parents,
我就说服他们说这个啊，其实他不是要看我，看孙子。
They want to see their grandkids.
我就说那我买一个 iPad 2给你，我们就可以 Skype。
So I persuaded him I'll buy an iPad 2.
哦，不容易啊！最后就是我妈妈也被说服了。
And my mom was.Finally, for three
years. Yeah, 当他在网上看到的时候，哇，这个真的啊！
She said, "Oh, I can see my grandkids. Wow, this is real."
哦，他说这真的看得见的哦，这个以前是梦想的东西哈。
Well, this is just in the dreams, in the past.
今天你告诉他不要，你看他怎么看
？If I say, you know, don't use this anymore.
他只会说我不会用。
She would say, "I don't know how to use it."
但我也很高兴，我爸爸80多岁，他学会用。
I'm so happy that my dad.
所以我要每一个字写得清清楚楚，请那边用怎么写给他，每步写给他。
I have to write out every step of the instruction.
但我有时候在想，我们现在生活好像不能够没有这种东西啊。
It's as if we can no longer live without these things.
你看，我自己后来也买了一个。
I also,
因为我发现有一个好处是什么？
I found an advantage.
因为我打中文很慢。
I'm very slow.
不管用台湾的台湾是什么注音，没有香港才是仓颉了。注音、仓颉、拼音，我其实都会一点。
Neither of those.
但是我没有一个都全会。
I only know those very little bit.
但是这样这个 I 的东西出来，我可以在上面写。
But with iPad, I can just.
哦，我发现我文章都可以写。
I can just write it on there.
我是为了这个买了一个。
For that, I bought one.
所以我哥说，我们今天是不是这个东西给我们好像很好用？
Seems that it's very useful.
但是我们真的很小心，世界的网可能把我们的心，就是许多东西把我们就拉走了。
But very cautious about this. The king of this world is going to use these things to just grab our hearts.
你还有很多不讲。
Yes, so many. I won't go.
我们刚才读90篇。
On Psalm 90.
诗篇告诉摩西告诉我们说，数算你的日子。
Moses said to count your days.
真的要数算。
To really count.
我们刚刚已经讲说，有些时间神算，有些时间不算。
We said that you know God counts some of the days and some of the days.
不要老的时候再算。
Don't wait till you're old before you count.
然后有些老人家在公园坐在一起。
Some elderly they couldn't.
然后有一个人说，哎，某某人不见了。
They say you know this person is no longer here.
然后老陈这个3天前走了。
Ken left us 3 days.
哦，开始说，哎，你几岁啊？哦，87。
They started counting how old you are.
哦，我小你4个月，86岁多啊。
You're 86 and 4 months.
老人都在数，他们在数时间呢。
They all counting their time.
但是啊，圣经告诉我们，我们今天就要数。
But the Bible tells us.
常见弟兄来的时候啊，有一句话把我抓住了。
Brother Chang was here and one word caught me.
他说有个年轻人20岁，正在算他到80岁，他有多少天？
A young person was counting, you know, from he was 20. He said, you know, when I'm to 80, how many days I have?
然后圣经讲了啊，一般人70岁，长命的80岁，所以神就定在80岁。
The Bible said, you know, usually you're 70 years old, you might be 80 if you're a long life.
他说从20岁到80岁，他只有他说20,000天。
So 20 to 80, about 20,000 days.
我好好去算过一下，22,000天。
22,000 days.
60年
60 years
我说惨了我现在50岁了
I'm 50 now
我现在减半
halfway
我有11,000天
I have 11,000 days
再加上现在 脑部退化
and my memory is fading
只有越来越退化
it's only the goal worse
其实最好的那11,000天已经过了
the best 11,000 days have already passed
我们后面的时间我们怎么算
The remaining days, how do we count us?
我们走掉的已经走掉了。
Those who left have left.
你后悔也没用。
What
已经过去了。
And you can regret that it's past.
但是年轻一点的哈，就是做学生或者刚出来社会的，你还有机会。
But young people, you still have chance.
但其实你也浪费了许多时间。
You also wasted your time.
我们大家都是要赎回这些时间的。
All of us have to redeem our time.
有时候我们看看自己哈。
Sometimes we look at ourselves.
我们是一年比一年老。
We age one year.
所以我喜欢看我儿子。
I like to look at my son.
因为他一年比一天长大。
Every year they grow.
比较正面一点。
It's more positive.
但是、啊、我们今天啊，基本上是一年比一年老。
But basically, we are getting older each year.
你知道，有人老了，头发白了。
Some people they grow old and they grow.
他要赎回他的光阴。
They want to redeem the time.
染发。
They dye their hair.
是不是看起来都年轻一点啊？
They color their hair so it's younger.
You're
still looking.
OK, 不是鼓励大家去染发。
I'm not encouraging you guys to go color your hair.
我这次去芝加哥。
I went to Chicago this time.
有个吃饭的时候，有个姊妹突然问他，为什么谈到这个话题？
During a meal time, I don't know why the sister bring up this matter.
Hey, Andrew, you're 快光头
了。Andrew, you're almost bald.
我不需要你 remind 我，我提醒我嘛，对不对
？I don't need your reminder.
我有时 Skype 也有时不好 ，Skype 我妈一看，哎，你也光头啊。
When Skype my mom say, oh.
我就想一想，我爸妈什么时候光头的
？She'll try to remember when did your dad go bald.
哦，他说，差不多啊，你爸也是差不多这个时候光头，你也快光头了。
Oh, sometimes.
那个姊妹说，哎，她说 ，Andrew， 我最近有人告诉我，有个洗头水很好。
She said, Andrew, somebody told me one of shampoo is good.
你知道要生发水呢是很贵的哈。
The shampoo is good.
他说我介绍给你用一个洗头水。
I'll recommend you this.
这个洗头水呢，这个头发掉得比较慢，长不长不知道了。
It's supposed to fall off slower, but it doesn't promise hair.
他说他已经用了八个月。
She has used for 8 months.
我说好啊。你介绍给我啊
！So it's okay. Recommend.
他说这个洗头水呢是洗马的毛的。
She said this shampoo is meant for horses.
我说你把我当动物。
I said to her, "Are you treating me like an animal?"
他说你去看，这个你去看看上面哈、啊，他写着是。两个 direction， 一个可以 animal use， 一个给 human use。
It says on the directions for animal use and for human use.
我也不是介绍这个，我只是说。
I'm not recommending.
不，我觉得，这个还有点用的哈。
But it's still pretty useful.
还蛮便宜的。
And it's pretty cheap.
这是很重要的事情。
That's an important thing.
我跟你讲啊，我们都想赎回来了。
Let me tell you, we all want to redeem our time.
对不对？所以这个我头发多一点，我们年轻一点嘛，就是这样。
You wanna have more hair, feel more younger.
我们有个弟兄常常说，他说老了，这个就下垂了。
Our brother said, you know, when you grow old, your chin sag.
对，他说像火鸡那个脖子。对男生可能很少人，还算了吧哈。
For men, it's like okay.
我女生没有，要去拉脸。
But for women, maybe they want to have.
皱纹很多，要去拉。
The tighten the skin and take away the
wrinkles. 目的是什么？还是想赎回一些年轻的光阴。
What for? But you know, to redeem some youth.
其实我们今天做了很多事情，似乎在好像在赎回一些时间。
We do a lot of things today. Maybe it seems to be like redeeming our time.
然后我们迟到了，对不对？这条路开35的，你就开50。
When we are late, this road is 35 miles.
我说最后你还赎回一点时间，不迟到。
We save some time and we are not late.
好了，平常睡觉都不睡了。
Usually we don't sleep.
周末呢不起来了。
Oh, the weekends we don't.
拼命补回来几天没睡。
We don't catch up on sleep.
我有时候带这些学生去买菜，我4点钟在那买菜，他说我刚起床。
Sometimes I drive them at 4 p.m. and
我还需要打个电话再下来哦。
I have to call and say, you know, come down.
因为平常没睡嘛。
Because they don't really sleep.
Weekend 就是睡觉。
During the week, so they sleep on the weekends.
但是我们今天要讲的，圣经要讲的赎回光阴，不是赎这些啊。
What the Bible says, redeem your time, is not redeeming these things.
我们应该赎回一些时间，注视神的事。
To redeem our time, to focus on God's things.
圣经说，你要先寻求他的果与他的义， 这一切都嫁给你。
The Bible said to seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
我们都要这一切。
We want all these things.
但是我没有看那个大前提。
But we didn't look at the big picture.
你要先寻求他的国。他的义，这是优先的。
That we have to first seek His kingdom and His righteousness.
刚刚以弗所书第十四章里面，第一开始是第一、第五章第十四节一开始讲。
In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 4.
你们睡了的人醒来吧。
Those who are sleeping, wake up.
是把你叫醒来。
To wake up.
如果你愿意醒来的话，神愿意光照你。
If you are willing to wake up, God is willing to shine on you.
如果我们被光照。我们求主给我们有回头的恩典。
That God would give us the grace of repentance.
所以我要提醒几件事，我们要怎么有什么事情我们需要赎回我们的光阴的。
So on what things do we need to redeem our time?
或者我们要抓住机会来做什么呢？
To grab the opportunity to do things.
我们第一个，
First,
我们抓住机会来爱我们的主。
To grab hold of every opportunity to love our God.
刚刚唱那首诗歌 ，I love you with all my heart.
We sang this hymn, I love you with all of my heart.
求主使我们常常能够从心中说 I love you with all my heart. 我愿全心全意的爱你。
That the Lord would help us to say that, you know, really in our heart we say, God, I love you with all of my heart.
你在圣经里面有个故事哈。
There's a story in the Bible.
有个女人，她拿着很贵重的玉瓶跟真拿达香膏来膏主。
She brought this vessel in it perfume to embalm our Lord.
她把这个瓶子打破，全部倒在主的身上。
She broke the vessel and poured it all out on our Lord.
她有门徒看到这个，她就觉得说太浪费了。
And the disciples saw it and said, "This is wasteful."
对于一般人来讲，就算是信主的人，全部丢给主，太浪费了。
And to many people, to just everything to give to the Lord, that's too wasteful.
他说你去卖三十块钱是一年的薪水。
You can go sell it, and it's 30 shekels. It's a whole year's salary.
你可以周济许多的穷人。
You can help the poor.
那主怎么说呢？
So what did the Lord say?
主说你们常有穷人在你周遭。
You always have poor among you.
但是你们的心不常有我。
But you don't always have me.
他说这个妇人所做的他抓到一个机会
This act that the woman does she grabs all the opportunity
他是为我肮脏而告我的
It's for his
burial 因为我们知道第二天主就被抓了就死了
We know that the next day the Lord was taken captive and later on he died
三天后他复活了许多妇女叫坟墓去告他主已经不在了
And 3 days later when he arose many women were going to go there to embalm him but he was no longer there
只有这个妇人她抓住机会终于她告我了主
Only this woman she grabbed up the opportunity to embalm our Lord
主耶稣怎么讲
to anoint him What did the Lord say?
他说不管你到哪里普天下传福音都要纪念这个妇人所做的。
Wherever you go, when you speak of the gospel, you have to remember what this woman did.
我上次十月跟你们交通到那个十个童女。
When I shared with you the past the 10 virgins.
五个聪明的，五个是愚拙的。
5 were wise and 5 were foolish.
你知道他们都很多东西一样的。
They have a lot of things. They are the same.
那我们说童女就是基督徒。
We speak of virgins as Christians.
他们都有油在里面，拿着灯准备迎接新郎回来。
We all have oil in the lamps to receive the groom.
唯一那五个无觉的，他没有预备更多的油。
But the 5 foolish ones, they did not prepare extra oil.
但那聪明的抓住时间，已经预备了。更多的油
but the wise ones they prepared more oil
所以当初主人回来的时候新郎回来的时候
when the bridegroom returned
他们又出去买油去了
they went out to buy oil
那五个愚拙的出去买油
the foolish ones went
他们后来也回来了
they returned
但时间太晚了
but the time was too late
我们的新郎我们的主已经把门关了
the bridegroom our Lord has already shut his door
所以这个乃是我们今天是否愿意抓住时间来爱我们的主
so today are we going to grab hold of every opportunity to love our Lord?
第二个，我们抓住时间操练我们的信心。
Second, we grab to redeem our time to exercise our faith.
希伯来书告诉我们说，实际上告诉我们说，人非有信不能讨神的喜悦。
In Hebrews it said that unless we have faith, we cannot please God.
人到神面前来，必须信有神。有神那个字是必须信神是。
When we come before our God, we have to believe that He is.
那里的 He is 其实如果用主说 I am， 我就是。
The Lord says I am.
神给你一个 blank check， 给你一张支票，他说我全部签字了。只要你愿意给我。
The Lord say, I give you a blank check, and I have signed on it, and all you have to do is.
我们今天活在这地上，太多凭眼见的事了。
We walk by our sight a lot.
我们看我们很多同学是怎么过活的。
We see how our friends live.
我们看到很多同事怎么生活的。
Our coworkers how they live.
我们就羡慕，也照着他的方法而走。
We envy them, and we follow the way they go.
我们求主给我们抓住机会，能够过信心的生活。
We pray to our Lord that we can grab all of the opportunity to to live.
你知道佐治穆勒弟兄哈，那年在英国，他为着学习过信心生活，他开孤儿院。
And we know our brother George Mueller, in order to exercise his faith, he opened an orphanage.
他说我要一直经历说神是供应的神。
He wants to experience that God is ever providing for him.
我们不需要去开孤儿院。
We do not have to open an orphanage.
我们只要在我们生活里面学习依靠我们的主。
Just daily to lean on him.
你知道我很喜欢讲我妈妈这个故事。
I like to speak of the story of my mom.
当我妈妈在考护照的执照的时候，护士的执照的时候。
When she was taking the exam for registration.
你知道多少年前了哈？这个不是多少年前了。
That was many years ago.
她照样去聚会，那天明天要考试，她读完了，她就去聚会。
She has exam tomorrow and she's still after studying.
哎，我们今天说开车半小时、二十分钟很远，她走路两个小时啊。
She still walks to the service.
她说考试有三题，选两题。
In the exam there are three questions. You just write on two essays.
Something like that.
Yeah.
她说我只读了两题。
And she said I just studied two of it.
她就去聚会了。
And then she went on to
get. 她回来到宿舍。
When she returned.
哇，全部人灯火都在读书。
Everyone is studying.
每个人在读书。
Everybody is studying.
她去睡觉。
So she went to sleep.
第二天起来考试。
Next day it was exam.
三题里面有两题就是她读的。
About the three questions, two were.
他们这么多人在读的里面，就三个考上。
Of all those many people, only two or three passed.
她是其中一个。
And she was one of them.
我们今天啊，我们怎么用我们的时间，神都在纪念。
Today, how do we use our time? God is.
你可以说我很优秀，我就花时间。我跟你讲，在神那里可能都没掉了。
You can say that, oh, you know, you spend a lot of time in your study, but God doesn't count those.
我们今天工作的人。
And for us who work.
我们总要抓住一件事，就是说主，我是为养生而活的。
That we catch up one thing, it's only for living that we work.
神认为我需要多少，我就有多少。
God sees how much we need, and then that is how much.
我不要去羡慕人家薪水高。
Don't envy of people's high salary.
薪水比我多。
That the person is more than.
生活比我享受。
And has more.
我们所要的乃是我主能够养活我，我就平安喜乐。
All we want is that if the Lord provides for us, that we have the joy and we have.
你要知道，当我们越这样走的时候。我们其实我们不断经历主怎么供养的。
You know that if you're willing to walk this way, you will experience how God provides for you.
我最一开始被激励的是很多年前陈锡珍弟兄讲了一句话。
Many years ago, Brother Christian Chan said something.
他说：“不要以为我们工作的人不是在凭信仰望主的供应的。”
Do not think that those who work is not looking upon the Lord by faith.
他说：“其他传道人放生工作，很多人奉献给他。”
You know that a lot of preachers, a lot of people offer.
但我带着工作服侍主，根本没以为大家都以为你生活没需要。
But for me, I work and I serve the Lord.
他说我家里有许多人我要养。
But I have so many people at home that I have to feed.
说有一天呢，他说我 quit， 因为什么？他说我赚的钱比我儿子的钱少多了。
So one day he quit because what he earned is less than his son.
但有一句话是抓住我的，就是说我们就算工作不是看薪水过活，乃是还是凭信过活的。
That you know when we work we are not looking at the salary to live but we are living by faith.
你们可能不会相信哈，当我生 Samuel 的时候。
You might not believe when I had Samuel.
Sherry 跟我讲说，哎，我们尿片钱用完了，就差不多了，没存钱的。
When we finish buying the diapers, we don't have savings left.
我在公司里面是最低薪的。
I'm at the lowest salary in the my.
啊，我怎么知道呢？因为后来老板找我。
I know because my boss came to me.
他说很多人跳走了。他说你们两个是全公司这里是最低薪的。
A lot of people went to a different company.
我谢谢他告诉我。
Two of you, both of you are the lowest here.
他说我们不想你走，说我们决定加薪。
We don't want you to go, so we are going to give you a raise of salary.
啊，我们加薪从来看的是 2% 最多，他那是加了我大概 10%。
Usually it's 2%, but that time he added 10%.
我从来没跟他讲过我薪水太低，从来没告诉过我要求加薪。
I have not asked for a raise, and I've never mentioned that my salary was low.
我只是跟 Sherry 说，我说啊，神一定够用。
I told Sherry, God has enough for us.
所以他拿回来，我就跟 Sherry 说，我说神是信实的，你家现在还有剩。
I told Sherry, I said God is faithful.
你说到年底，那是七月份的事情。
That is July and.
到了十月
，and in December，
老板又找我去了。
My boss called me.
他说每一年年底我们都有 lump sum 的钱在哪里
？We always have lump sum at the end of the year.
他说我们是决定了，你们有两个人，其中一个我要给你。
He said, you know, there are two of you. You're one of them.
他说你现在生了一个儿子，我们就给你这笔钱。
You have a son, so we're going to give you.
哎，我当时以为这只是 bonus。
I thought it was a bonus.
他说没有，成为你的底薪。
So it was the baseline salary. Yep.
我说我六个月里面我加了19%。
So in 6 months, my salary was raised 19%.
我说我就跟 Sherry 说，我投资在神那里，绝对多倍的回来。
And I told Sherry I invested in God, and it's multiple times.
连我的老板都是神为我摆在那里的。
Even my boss was God put him there.
我今天没时间讲了，我几个老板都是神特别摆在那里。
And all of my bosses, God has placed.
一个为了请我进去的。
The first one gave me the job.
一个为我加薪的。
And one raised my salary.
其他不讲。
I want to talk about the rest.
也有一个管我的，因为实在太糟糕了那个老板。
And one was in charge of me.
但是我说我只跟主说，我说这老板实在太糟糕了。
I told the Lord this is tough, boss.
但神就听我讲，这之后他的老板把他调走了。
And God answered my prayer. And in time, he was removed.
你知道，当我生 Gabriel 的时候
，When I had Gabriel,
我这个老板又来找我了。
My boss came to me.
他说，哎，你生老二了哈。
Oh, you have your second son.
我们有一个 lump sum 又给我了。
I have another lump sum. This is yours.
又是成为 base salary.
That became my base salary.
第二年，他不当我老板了。
The second year, he was no longer my boss.
所以你知道我没什么加薪。
No more raises to me.
但是我感谢主哈，总是够用的。
But I praise the Lord. We always have enough.
我们可抓住说，我们养生是在主的手中。
If we hold on to the fact that our daily living is in God's hands.
圣经说，当将你的事交托耶和华，他就必成全。
To give your
All your
things to the Lord, and He will fulfill it.
是原文那个字啊，他就工作。
And He will work.
第三个哈，我们找出机会顺服主。
And we the third is to grab each opportunity to submit to the Lord.
我只讲一个弟兄的故事。
Speak of a.
我讲过的。我们有个弟兄啊，他后来读博士，这老板说你不是读博士的材料。
He was doing his PhD program, and his boss said, "You're not."
哪个硕士走吧
？You're not fit for this program. Take a master and go.
我问你伤不伤啊
doesn't that hurt?
我怎么回去见江东父老
？How do I face my family?
我出国就是要拿博士，你现在叫我走
？I came to get my doctor degree.
你要心中有一段时间的挣扎。
And he struggled.
到后来，他顺服在主面前。
Finally, he submitted to the
Lord. 你讲最多的顺服最厉害的就是你的 pride 你的自尊要下来了。
To the end, it's just putting.
我们不能够顺服最大的难处就是我自尊下不来。
When we can't take our pride, it's a hindrance for us to.
说他最后他自尊摆下来，他就说好了，我就拿个 master 就走。
When he put his pride down, he said, "Fine, I'll just take the master and go."
当他硕士。毕业的那一天
，On the day when he graduated from his master's，
他老板来找他，你要不要来跟我打工
？His boss asked him, "Do you want to work for me?"
反正你现在 OPT 啊或者 H1， 你就来替我打工。
Well, since you have the status, just work for me.
你知道那个薪水，这再不是 TRA 的薪水啊，是真的上班的薪水、啊。
It's no longer the salary of a TRA, it's a regular staff salary.
我说好，我就替你打工。
So he said, okay, I'll work for you.
他做了一年之后。
So 1 year later.
他老板又来找他了。之前一定有讲话了，我说老板又来跟他讲。
So his boss came to speak to him.
他说，你就用你这一年所做的，成为你博士的论文。
He said to use this year what you have, all you have done to be your thesis for your doctorate degree.
他最后用一般的薪水，更多的薪水。做了一篇的工作，又拿到他的博士学位。
So with that, with more salary and just a year of work, using that, he graduated his doctorate.
我们常常以为我顺服主，神就喜欢拿走我的东西。
Sometimes we think that you know, if we submit to the Lord, God will take away everything.
神不是很喜欢去拿走你的东西。
God doesn't like to do that.
神是要我们不被这些东西所绑住。
He doesn't want us to be But in bondage of these things.
当我们不被这个绑住，神常常都还你的。
When we are not bound by these things, God, you know, oftentimes He just returns it to us.
第四个，早做抓住机会救人的灵魂。
The fourth is to get grab hold of each opportunity to for.
我常常觉得我很怕人。
I often think I'm afraid of people.
你知道我去拍单张，看到人我就先闪。
When I give up track, when I see people, I just.
说当你过去，人家也闪。
When you walk and you know people shun away from you too.
但是你知道，有一天搞不好神问我，你看你那天给他，他搞不好会信主的。
God was asking me, you know, maybe that day, you know, if you were to give that track to that man, he could have been saved.
你知道徐远呢？我们那一次在学校就是这样找他的。
Our brother Xu Yuan, that day at school, we.
我跟季峰走了，哎，我说这个人单身哦。
We saw the person. Oh, he's walking alone.
我们两个人哦。
We have two of us.
看他东张西望吗
？See that Xu Yuan was just looking around.
看来是新生。
Looks like a freshman.
啊，我们两个，那哎呀，怎么讲？我还是比季峰信主久多了吧。
Even though I have come to know the Lord,
我怎么可以催他上去吧？就自己怎么先走嘛，对不对
？So I have to go forward.
我说第一句话讲的什么呢
？What do I say？
人，因为我的确遇过有些人吓到了，你过来找我什么事
？Some people are scared away.
哇，这个感谢主啊，我们弟兄信主了。
But praise the Lord, our brother came to the Lord.
但是我们还是遇到很多没笑的。
But we have met many, but
我们找一堆人去。
We got a whole group of people.
没办法，他们很多，他们一堆人。
There's a whole group of them too.
说他们也不怕，我们也不怕。
They're not afraid, and we're not afraid of them.
对，一堆人找的，基本上全石沉大海。
The whole group,
都没都不见人了。有时候我们哈，为一种神有时候提醒我们去跟某某人去谈一谈。
Maybe God remind us when God reminds us to speak to a person.
我们说太累了。
We said we're too tired.
今天下班回来太累了。
We're too tired after work.
不去了，改天。
Maybe another day.
我们最后说还有明天。
We always say, you know, that's due tomorrow.
有些东西还有下个月。
Maybe that's next month.
有些东西还有明年。
That's due next year.
时间就走掉了。
But time is just.
有时候我们要去看望一个人，我们说啊，太远了。
We want to go visit a brother and sister, it's too far away.
穆迪弟兄啊，讲了一件事情。
Brother Moody speak of one thing.
他在芝加哥，他传福音。
He was in Chicago.
有时讲完传完福音之后。
After that.
一个聚会之后。
After a meeting.
他就说：“你们今天啊，如果有人还没有信主的，还没悔改的，希望你下次再来。”
If you have not believed in the Lord today, have not repented today, I hope you come next time.
那一天晚上，芝加哥有个整个城市里面的大火。
There was a big fire in Chicago that night.
他们那天聚会的那个礼拜堂也烧掉了。
That that building, the church building, was burnt.
他后来重新盖了一个木板的房子。
They rebuilt a wooden house.
他再有福音聚会，请人来了。
There's another gospel meeting, and they invited people.
他一上去，他就哭了。
When he stepped up on the pew, he cried.
因为第一次那天来的，基本上都死了。
All who came that the other day, all have most of them have died.
现在来的，是没烧死的人。
And the ones who came that day, that night, was those who survived.
他后来的传福音。
Afterwards, when he shared the gospel,
他就一直在呼唤人，当天就要决定相信主。
He kept crying out to them that you know you have to grab this opportunity to come to the Lord.
因为这个，你的生命可能永远的灭亡。
You could die eternally.
我刚最后一节跟大家读约珥书里面那句话。
When I was reading with you on the book of Joel,
第2章25节，他说：“求主补还给我们被蝗虫浪费掉的这些年日。”
It say that that the 25 to give us back to restore to us the years that the locust had eaten.
以前有一个年轻的弟兄，
that was this young brother.
他真是许愿说，
he made a vow before the Lord.
他说我每一天跟一个人传福音，
that I would share the gospel with one person every day.
但是不知道过了多久，他根本就没有跟人传福音。
But after many days, don't know how long, he did not.
大概十几年过后了，
more than 10 years passed.
神把他恢复过来。
God restored him.
他就记得说，他就求主说，你补回我所浪费的这十几年的光阴。
And he asked the Lord to give him to restore back to him all these ten years of lost time. He knows how to draw.
他就在先开始十几个、二十个人，他就一直画画，一直讲神的原则与福音。
Among 10-20 people, he drawed and speak about the gospel.
到了我有机会去听他讲的时候，
when I had the opportunity to listen to him,
他一次讲对上万的人讲。
He speaks to 10,000.
因为他已经失去每天讲一个的机会了，他现在神给他一次对上万的人。
He already lost that one person a day, so God gave him, the time to speak to.
我提了几件事情，其实很多，但这几件我觉得是最重要的。求主帮助我们能够抓住机会。
That we pray that the Lord will help us to grab these opportunities.
爱主。
To love the Lord.
操练我们的信心的生活。
To exercise the life of faith.
信顺服主。
To submit to the Lord.
救人的灵魂。
To save man's soul.
刚刚我们圣经还读了一个，有两个 do.
No. We read of two no's in the Bible.
不要给魔鬼留地步。
Do not give way to Satan.
第二个，不要为自己安排去放纵情欲的机会。
Do not give yourself to lust.
这两个不在圣经里面给我们，虽然是比较负面的，很重要。
Even though it's very negative, but it's very important.
保罗对提摩来说，你要逃避少年的私欲。
Paul said to Timothy to run away from the youthful lust.
我们要记住这两个，求主保守我们不中魔鬼的诡计。
But we do not fall into the temptation of the devil.
礼拜三晚上我们在这里有祷告聚会。
On Wednesday we have prayer meetings here.
我们伟修弟兄祷告了一句话，非常摸着我。
Our brother then prayed and it really caught my heart.
我们这2011年，我们求主给我们好好注重在属灵生命上的成长。
Then in 2012 we will really emphasize on spiritual growth before the Lord.
我们弟兄祷告哈，他说，但愿2012年。是我们奉献给主的一年。
That 2012 is the year that we consecrated to the Lord.
我那时候我实在心中也听到了我是主在主每一个呼喊。
And when I heard that, I have a cry before the Lord.
但愿我们都抓住这一年，把自己奉献给主。
That we grab this year and to consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
时间不在我们手中的。
Time is not in our hands.
一天一刻就这样过去。
Every day, each moment is past.
但愿我们都能够在主面前做一个奉献给主的人。
That before the Lord, we are all consecrated.
我要跟大家看一首诗歌。
I want to read a hymn to you.
我们翻到373首。
373
首。
Hymn 373.
373首，我们只看第三节哈。
Can we look at verse 3?
3-5.
3-5.
他说第三节他讲什么？他说天上虽有无比荣耀的冠冕，
In heavenly glory will wear a bright crown.
但无十架可以顺从。
And never more carry a cross.
他为我们所受的一切磨难，在地才能够与他交通。
It's only on earth where his life was his own, we share his rejection and loss.
进入了安息，就再寻不到疲倦，再无机会为他受苦。
Entering into rest in the morning so fair, our anguish and trial will end, his sorrows and shame we no more with him share.
他说再也不能为他经过任何的试炼，再为他舍弃任何的幸福。
Or sacrifice pleasures for him.
那第四节
verse 4
他说哎呀为他的机会何等的少
Alas, we are now left a few chances to share
但所有的机会都快要过去了
All these opportunities are gone
机会无多为他蒙羞和受招为他再来分心和分类分律
These sorrows and pains shall we still hear bemoaned when they will soon no longer be
他说不久就没有误会了也没有怒骂了也没有凌辱就也没有孤单寂寞离别但是我宝贝这些不久的祝福我借助这些能够与主来连接
I treasure now Lord all the pain I have known for through it I made one with you
我们都想很早去见主的面
We want to see our Lord
但是我们今天还在地上这是我们能够为主摆上的
But this is what we can give to the Lord
我们能否这里讲的比我刚才讲的多了我能够求主补回我这里失去了这么多的光阴能够在这里为主再次摆上来
Can I say to the Lord that to restore the time that I have lost that I may give it back to the Lord
所以他第五节他说主我羡慕早日看见你的怜悯那是实在好的无比
So verse 5 says I long Lord to look on thy wonderful face for surely be better than by far
但是我不愿免去你的思念失去如此交通的甜蜜
But rather I choose now thy suffering grace than have our sweet fellowship marred
他说求你怜悯使我充满你大爱不顾一切为你生活免你仆人今天急切望将来将来又会今天错过
Have mercy dear Lord fill me full of thy love my life shall be holy for thee lest longing for joy of heaven above I fail here to suffer
但愿我们不会每个人到最后是后悔的
That we do not regret in the end
好吧我们唱一下这首诗歌我们就唱这三节第三第四第五中英文都可以哈预备来
天上是有无比荣耀的冠冕但无是价格一身受他为我们所受一切的磨练在地才能与他交通几个爱惜着在身后的疲倦再无机会为他守护再也不能为他辛苦一点点再为他舍弃而辛苦再为他舍弃而辛苦
第四节
哎呀为他机会一切燃烧所有机会快要过去机会无多为他蒙羞受招为他再来分心分离不久羡慕早日看见你脸面那是实在好的无比但是我也不愿免去你思念失去如此交通甜蜜求你
祷告主耶稣求你教导我们懂得怎么样数算我们的日子给我们知道我们日子是短少的主啊给我们智慧的心不要叫我们做一个糊涂的人主让我们能够越过越能够明白你的心意 所以主啊，我们在说过去的日子，我们就让它过去。在一年的开始，主，我们向你祷告，求你给我们能够赎回我们所失去的光阴。主，可能要付一点代价，但是主啊，愿你的爱越过越吸引我们，我们能够对你说 I love you with all my heart， 使我们能够在这一年里面真的操练，主啊，更多抓住时间来爱你，更多抓住时间，主啊，能够做一个顺服你的人，能够走真正走上这条信心的路。主耶稣，我们在这里，我们就愿意彼此的激励，说让我们一同来奔这条天路。但是那一天，我们没有一个会后悔，我们今天把这个机会错过了。主耶稣，求你怜悯我们，听我们的呼求，把这一年，把每一位都交在你的手中，听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。好，我们聚会就到这里。